Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday afternoon at 3:30. That means it's time for Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Tommy Curran brought to you by Drains by James. It's Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Tom Curran, how we doing this first day of spring?
Good, really good. It's kind of warm out there. You know, it's almost a humid warmth out there. You guys have been in there for a couple hours, but, you know, it's a nice humid warmth out there, Ted.
You know what that means, what TC's doing.
Yep.
Swinging the old golf club.
He's in the are you doing this from the simulator, Tom?
No, I'm actually doing work today, but I might, soon after, I might toddle over to the golf club.
Hit a couple
balls.
I
might work on some... I want to get better from 10 feet and in.
There, boy.
Oh, that's the hard. That's the hard. Oh, it's the hardest thing in the world. 15 feet and in is a nightmare.
I find all of it hard. So
just 10. Do you know the tour pros only make 50% of their 8-foot putts?
I did not know that.
I did not.
Yeah, little known fact.
There you go.
So, but the thing is, we all, or at least Ted, I know, and the other kids here, there's some of us who 3-putt from 8 feet, and they would never do that. Mm-hmm. They would never, ever do that.
That's true.
There's nothing better, Tom, than having a par three on in two, in and five. It's the best. It's really just
live
the
that
best.
Life. Live that life many times. Tom, I'm not going to ask you about the yellow jacket that the Twitch chatters want me to ask you about. We're going to skip right over that.
Loved it.
And we're going to go
yellow
to...
Yellow makes me happy. Yellow makes me happy.
I did laugh at
all
the
right,
memes.
All right, lovey. Very good.
There were a few memes on the internet that compared you to the...
Thurston Howell III?
No, the guy from the monkey cartoon. What the... Curious
the
George.
The yellow hat.
Oh, yeah, the guy in the yellow hat. He's the man in the yellow jacket.
Man in the yellow jacket. So, man in yellow jacket, give me the answer to this. After a few weeks or a couple weeks here of everybody saying the Patriots prioritize culture and they don't want to surround Drake May with anybody that might make his life a little bit difficult in year two, they're hosting Stephon Diggs, who's a known thorn in the side of quarterbacks. Can you explain the Stephon Diggs situation to me?
Sure. And I think we all experience this. There's hopes of what will unfold. And then there's things you're willing to tolerate. I think that in the case of a Diggs, it's probably where you would say, well, we didn't get our Eagle Scout. And this is not to contrive, you know, Stephon Diggs to be the second coming of Ray Caruth. I mean, right. You know, the guy is a pain in the ass in multiple places. So you have to decide, okay, is it better to have nobody at all and walk into the season with Kayshon Booty, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and Kendrick Bourne as the top of our outside receiver group? Or is it better for us to go ahead and try and address it with someone and keep our fingers crossed? So to me, it's a sliding scale of what you're willing to tolerate from a player and the production that he'll give you. If Diggs was making $24 million a year and you anticipated he would be a pain in the posterior, you might say, we can't pay somebody that kind of money and have him be a detriment. If it's less, then maybe you can do it. There's no simple black and white conversations on all of this.
Tom, so we were then wondering, if it what like exactly how you get a guy like Diggs in there. Like some believe it may just be the Patriots wanting to answer to the fans. Oh, you know, look, we got it. We kicked the tires on our number one guy, and Diggs is right.
He's laughing at you.
I know he's not laughing at me. He's laughing at
I'm
the.
I'm not laughing at him. It's just I just think people
kowtowing to the fans basically.
Hey, let's get a plane ticket for Stephon Diggs so that the guy in Bill Ricker who's pissed off feels better today.
Yeah, and then we got to he's going to pay his own way at Davio's and all that. Right, it's nuts. And, you know, could Diggs trying to be fluff up his market? But then Andy and I were wondering, like, is there a chance the Patriots are afraid that Drake May is either too nice, too deferential, or potentially a little too soft such that any wide receiver prone to histrionics or diva-like behavior could influence him in a negative way or suppress his growth?
I don't think so. I don't think that they think that. I think you just want to create the best possible atmosphere around a player. And they certainly didn't have that last year, and the kid weathered the storm pretty well. I mean, he had pains in the ass all over the offense. I mean, so to me, I look at it, I think people are making it more complicated than necessary. Did the Patriots want to have the best teammates possible for Drake May, who would nod and say, whatever you say, Drake, and here's the things that I can do on this play for you, Drake, and maybe if you try it this way, Drake? Yes, they wanted to do that. But now, with $92 million still in cap money, I mean, they have $30 million ahead of everybody else. They still don't have a wideout. They still don't have a left tackle. They have to say, well, what are we going to do? Stand here and try and get every single guy nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year? Or are we going to try and just win some games? And if the guy's a pain in the ass, we'll tell him he's being a pain in the ass. I think they're having Josh McDaniels on the offensive side of the ball. And Doug Marone, I would think, too, Teddy, would be helpful. I mean, those are big personalities who've been head coaches. I think it can help.
Oh, no, that's a good point. That definitely would help. I'm curious, Tom, what you think about, you know, David Andrews being released, a lot of fallout from that, a lot of people critical of that decision. But the Patriots signed a couple days ago the former center for the Vikings, Garrett Bradbury. Your thoughts on just them feeling like they needed to upgrade at that position with that particular player?
When you look at his metrics from last year, according to Pro Football Focus, he let up a lot of heat on the inside, let up a lot of pressures. But they wanted to get younger. And in doing so, I think they made a commitment to getting younger and healthier and more dependable at the position. They chased Drew Dahlman. There was another center they chased as well that they didn't land. But really with David, I think they looked at the situation and said, would it be fair to him to go chase Drew Dahlman or Garrett Bradbury or any other center and let this eight-year veteran or longer than that, veteran, eight-year captain.
Yeah, 10 years, yep.
But find out that we're chasing other guys to put into his spot. So they made that decision. But I think that just as with Stephon Diggs.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
He's not Chris Godwin. Garrett Bradbury is not Drew Dolman. So they're settling in positions and pivoting away from spots that, you know, they didn't get the guy necessarily who was their first choice, which is, as Vrabel pointed out, it's going to be a fact of life when all 32 teams are chasing a small pool of candidates.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons, as he does every Thursday. Tom, the Joe Milton trade speculation, rumors, reports, where do we think that's at? Do you think there is a chance they do move Joe Milton this offseason? And if so, why? Is it just value-based, or is it Ted's theory that maybe he puts unnecessary stress and pressure on Drake May?
I definitely think there's a chance they move him, A. B, if Drake May is looking at, and I'm not discounting Ted's theory, but if Drake May is looking at Joe Milton as somebody who's about to swoop in and take his job, then he does not have the mental fortitude that I think he does. And I do think he has that kind of mental fortitude. He's got to be able to look at Joe Milton and say, I'm a better player than him. I'm more decisive. I actually move more quickly. I'm smoother in the pocket. And I'm only basing Joe Milton. God, who knows how he would have looked after 13 starts. But I think the Patriots would move him because they could get a pick that's in excess of the sixth rounder they spent on him. It was a really interesting theory from Phil today when we did the podcast with Brian Hoyer and talked about this possibility. Phil said that he had someone in the league mention to him that it might be hard to get a third for Joe Milton simply based on the fact that every single GM in the league passed on him in the first through fifth rounds last year. And then a year later, they're going to go, yeah, we're going to give up a third for this guy. Yeah, we all screwed up. Sorry, Mr. Owner. It's really interesting when you think of that level of, you know, because they're probably still hardwired to say, yeah, he's not that good.
You know, Tom, I just want to follow up on this real quick, buddy, because, I mean, I heard what Brian Hoyer said about Joe Milton. And just to remind people, I mean, Hoyer thinks that he would be the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. I unfortunately didn't get to listen long enough to know what your response was to that. Just your thoughts to Brian Hoyer saying he thinks Joe Milton would have been the first quarterback taken in this year's draft if he came out this year.
I don't think it's a fair fight. I don't think it's a fair comparison because you have a guy who's done it as a profession for a calendar year against guys who've not done it. The better comp would be, tell me where Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe are in a year's time and whether or not you would trade Joe Milton for any of those guys.
Gotcha.
So to me, when you're doing it as a pro, and I get his point, absolutely, but would Joe Milton, as he was at Tennessee, take away what happened in 2024 for the entire year? Would Joe Milton still be a sixth-round pick if he was in this draft? Maybe. And also, did everybody miss on Joe Milton, or did he improve? And I definitely think he improved. You know, history will show that Alex Van Pelt didn't do a great job with the Patriots, but history should also deep down remember that he did a tremendous job with developing Milton and May in particular.
So, Tom, the last hot-button issue we didn't touch on, we're getting later in the process here. My guy Will Campbell still has short arms and small hands and
would
never be drafted by Ted Johnson. Where are they going to get a left tackle who makes everybody feel good about the line and the offense and the chances this season?
Second round.
Ooh.
Take the Ursary kid.
Just the way, the kid from Oregon, too, I think it was Connerly. Phil had mentioned yesterday, and he did a pod, and I lean on Phil because he's tremendous. He did one of his 38 mock drafts, and in this one, it's Kravis Hunter at 4 because two quarterbacks go in the top 4, which is what is seeming to be the case. The Giants, Titans and Browns are all in the market. You could get two out of three. Next thing you know, you're standing there with Travis Hunter in front of you. If that's the case, you hold your breath, cross your fingers, and probably take the guy who can score touchdowns, even though he's never been a devoted offensive player, mm-hmm. and then hope that he'll be happy to play offense for you and hope that he'll be quick on the uptake and be able to play over there for you. And then you worry about left tackle later on. I hate it. I loathe it. I think the Patriots have been held hostage by that position for so long. It should have been fixed last year. But Elliot Wolf was unable to do it. But I still would probably say, you know, you have to take Hunter there at four and then figure out a way to get back up and get a Membu, a Josh Simmons, a Connerly, or even a Will Campbell be sitting there. God knows, he might be sitting there till 16 with those stubby little arms.
Stubby little arms. Well, then go get your boy Myers. We need to bring your guy Myers back then, Tom.
Agree.
All right, Tom, we won't hold you up any longer. I know you want to get to the golf course and hitting
some
golf. Yeah. All right, good luck with those. The short game, I hope it works out for you. We'll talk to you. Actually, I don't know if we'll talk to you next week. It's opening day next Thursday, so we might need to touch base on that. But good luck on the golf course.
All right, buddy boy.
See ya. Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, with everything you needed to know about the New England Patriots right now on a Thursday afternoon. Up next, we're going to revisit a couple of his comments and thoughts, because I like that he challenged Ted Johnson's theory a little bit on Drake May. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.